beauty, and relaxation with a gift certificate to William Mason Salon. Learn more about their services at williammasonsalon.com. Call them today and schedule your appointment at 285-7200.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio?
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump's back at the White House after a trip to Asia, including trade talks with China's president and a third meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un at the Korean border. The president tweets, so many amazing things happened over the last 3 days. All or at least most of those things are great for the United States. Much was accomplished. One of the Democrats' presidential candidates, Julian Castro, says about the Kim meeting.
I don't think that it's fitting for the United States to continue to erratically meet with a dictator when they haven't abided by the first terms a year ago.
He was on ABC's This Week. A small plane crash is under investigation at an airport in Addison, Texas, near Dallas. All 10 people on board died.
The airplane was damaged by impact forces and a post-impact fire.
That's NTSB investigator Jennifer Rohde. The plane crashed into an empty hangar during takeoff. Witnesses say the pilot struggled to gain altitude and veered to one side before the crash. This is Fox News.
Three more times. It's a short work week, so really, Monday is more like Wednesday, and Tuesday is like Thursday, and Wednesday is like Friday. Oh, and treat yourself to a cinnamon bun the size of your head. I'd tell you more, but screw it.
Unmotivated.
Monday.
When he left, he said,
I'll be back.
And now he's saying,
I'm back.
It's the return of Greg Budell. Yeah. Jay Scott, what has Greg told you about his vacation?
He also might face charges for trespassing and public lewdness.
Wow. Emily Hayes, can you believe Greg was gone for a whole week?
What? Okay. Now, hold on a minute here. That's just a bit excessive.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. Greg brought back chicken. Are you glad he's back?
Oh, yeah.
And Rich Thomas, I know you've got a frog in your throat, but now that Greg's back, do you feel the morning show is complete?
We are the world. We are the children.
Yeah, you might want to see your ENT about that throat. Yes, Greg Budell has returned.
Yay!
And it's time now for three men.
I just want to tell you good luck. We're all counting on you.
And a lady.
I am back.
Oh, crap! God damn it!
Ah, crap!
Tell you about my vacation.
Have you been getting high?
No. It's Greg, Jay Scott, Emily Hayes, and how great to see the adorable
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Welcome to the month of July. This first day of July's weather will be very much like the last day of June's weather. And we are in the summer doldrums, which means that the heat of the day will drive the thunderstorm chances. Lots of sun mixed in with a few clouds with a high around 95, heat index near 100, spotty, widely separated hit-or-miss storms. Low tonight, down to a steamy 75. Tomorrow and Wednesday, with a high around 96 both days, heat indices close to or exceeding the 105 danger range. Isolated storms are possible on the 4th of July. Scattered heat relief from some scattered storms, mostly in the afternoon and evening hours. Otherwise, high around 97 on the 4th of July. No, I'm not going to say hot as a firecracker. That's dumb. Heat index could reach 106. Not much change Friday, Saturday. Right now, this morning, mostly clear skies. It's textbook. 73 degrees, yeah. 72 dew point, sure. And the time is 6:13.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bank for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
So how was your weekend?
Best weekend ever.
Seem happy?
Life is great.
Yeah?
Yeah, but it's like
Monday.
Are you alive?
Yeah.
Do you have a job?
Yeah.
Okay, then.
What right do you have to be unhappy?
I hate my job.
I hate my boss.
I hate my boss.
I hate my boss. But do I stay home and cry about it?
No, I do not.
Why?
Because it's showtime!
We love our buzz.
Hi, and welcome to July, the seventh month in the Gregorian calendar, known for the 4th of July and the birth date of America's sweetheart, Lindsay Lohan. But did you also know that July is National Anti-Boredom Month, National Women's Motorcycle Month, National Ice Cream Month, National Lasagna Month, National Picnic Month, National Recreation and Parks Month, National Bison Month, National Black Family Month, National Minority Mental Health Awareness Month, UV Safety Month, and National Eye Injury Awareness Month? So, this July, avoid the tedium of day-to-day life and get on your old lady's hog with Ben & Jerry and Chef Boyardee with a pack of ballparks and have lunch at Yellowstone and watch the Buffalo's Room of the Huxtables, but not before you find Bill Cosby and say, "You crazy!" Oh, and make sure you wear your sunblock and always wear goggles. You see, July is much more than fireworks and Old Glory. Welcome to July.
At 6:14, and there's a few other things to look forward to this month. The first one, I'm going to depend on Jay to fill me in. Amazon Prime Day.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Rich can probably fill you in better than I can on that.
No, it's 2 days this year. Is that
July 15th and 16th.
Yeah.
But what happens?
Special deals?
Hourly deals.
For Prime members of for Amazon Prime?
Madness, I tell you.
A Taylor Swift concert.
Yeah. Actually, it's a female-led concert. It's all females.
So, well, they're pushing Taylor.
So
well,
she's going to be streaming. It'll be streaming only for...
on the Prime app. Amazon Prime app.
Yeah.
On your TV.
She'll be mighty small.
All right, so that's the 15th and 16th. The big movies this month, Spider-Man.
That's what, this week? That's what, Wednesday, I think?
Yeah.
Actually, it says tomorrow.
Well, tomorrow night, it opens on Wednesday, so then you'll have the...
Tuesday night.
The Tuesday night shows.
I got you.
Live action Lion King on July 15th, and then Quentin Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
That I mentioned.
July 26th. Yeah. Third season of Stranger Things on Netflix.
That's this week, yes.
Oh, that starts when?
That starts, I think, Thursday.
Thursday.
Whoa, happy 4th of July.
I think the most significant thing is the anniversary of the moon landing.
50 years.
Yeah,
it's hard for me. I still can't believe we did it.
It's not just the passing of time and did it with the technology of that time that we just shut it down and stopped advancing after they concluded the shuttle program. There's really not much going on.
Have you seen any of the specials? Everybody has had a special. Even the Food Network.
Dairy Queen has that blizzard, has the anniversary blizzard lort.
Smithsonian's got a sequence of shows on the Apollo, and it's been fantastic.
It's been great. I've been eating it up.
Let's see, Wimbledon gets started today. And then, of course, 4th of July Thursday. Free Slurpee Day at 7-Eleven. Too bad there isn't one any closer.
Anybody up for a drive?
The one I went. I stopped. That was my last stop before I hit the turnpike to come back. Yeah, 7-Eleven.
Thanks for the I-10 picture.
They have good donuts at that. Oh, yes. And I did a fantastic job of masterminding that camera while making the big sweeping turn onto Interstate 10. Wow. I was not endangering other drivers. National French Fry Day on the 13th, National Hot Dog Day. Maybe I'll do, since it's the 17th, maybe I'll do Vienna Hot Dogs.
Ooh.
National Ice Cream Day, July.
Like, I feel like you've teased about Vienna Hot Dogs like the whole year it's been since we've had them.
Well, last year I ordered them, and for whatever reason, the gathering never happened, and I wound up throwing $60
worth of wieners. Don't tell me that!
Away, which was a... Let's put it this way. I wasn't too happy when I had to do that.
The folks between the fence is terrible. This is one of the worst catastrophes in the world. Oh,
so I dumped him into the trash.
Look at the little puppy dog.
Oh, you good boy.
CBS 8 and ABC 32.
My boys were so happy to see me when I got home.
Oh, I saw that picture. That was so sweet.
Picture. And I am so glad to see this man on the phone this morning, William B. I knew he'd be
good
the first.
Good morning. Hi. Good morning. Welcome back. You got the gang all together. Everybody's together and happy and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we are delirious.
Good. Deliriously happy. Yeah, I'm having a hard time driving this morning. I feel so good. I'm having to sit on both heads, keep waving at everybody. But anyway, good. Glad to have you back. Just wanted to say welcome back, and everybody's together this morning. And I thought about you while you were going down there. My dogs went out in the backyard one night and started making a lot of racket. And I went out there, and there was a young possum curled up in the yard they were barking at. And I thought...
I went to Publix down there because I don't have a food outlet in Miami. And put together a gift bag of fruit for Penelope. And
I saw, and she was enjoying that.
She was the happiest critter I've ever seen in my life, kind of sitting back, top, just loving it.
She looked like she was really enjoying
it. It was good to see the grandkids, let me say that. William, thanks so much for the call.
Take care, man. See you.
Want to thank Don Duncan, because it's great to travel with confidence. I mean, that's like...
You visited before you left, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I didn't need the oil changed. I just wanted the tires rotated and inspected and the safety inspection on the brakes and diagnostics just to make sure there was nothing going on that was going to interrupt the trip. Now, that's about the 60-plus time I've made that round trip to Florida in a variety of cars. But for the last 11 years, all of them, no matter what I was driving... got to Don Duncan's before I hit the road. And when you eliminate to the best extent you can the possibility you're going to end up on the side of the road, that just gives you such a great feeling. And I was able to enjoy every single minute I was away without worrying about car issues. On the other hand, Mademoiselle Goose, her car wouldn't start on Friday, and I'm thinking, man, got to get a Don Duncan franchise in Miami.
I was about to say, what did you do?
Well, daddy to the rescue. Mm-hmm. Let's put it that way. We had such a fantastic time. But getting there and back without car issues, I thank Don and the team. Took it to the downtown location of 408 Madison, but Don has a location at Bell Road just north of Vaughan. And, of course, there is the Don Duncan in twice-a-day Millbrook. Is it still twice a day up there?
Yeah.
Right behind the McDonald's on Highway 14 at 620.
Except on holidays, I think they splurge.
Oh, I don't know. The fireworks, they'll be shooting those off.
Yeah, well.
Thursday, no doubt.
Rocket Fred Glare.
At 620.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Alabama Department of Corrections is moving along with a plan to build three new prisons. The prison system posted a request for qualifications from companies interested in building the facilities. Each prison would house more than 3,000 male inmates. The department says the goal is to break ground in mid-2020. At least 100 guns were collected at Crime Stoppers gun buyback on Saturday in Montgomery. These weapons will be disposed of by law enforcement. Organizers say this will help keep guns out of the wrong hands. And the Lee County Commission is asking for federal funding to help residents build storm shelters. The grant program gives storm survivors the opportunity to receive a 75% reimbursement to purchase a new shelter. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Mr. Electric presents three men and a lady's most electrifying story of the morning. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news is Greg Budell.
This just into the Newstalk newsroom. You can now pick up Amazon packages at Rite Aid.
What?
Yeah, that's great news considering they're all closed here.
True.
It's a weak morning for electrifying news. Let's put it that way. I mean, I'm sure this afternoon we'll talk about all the diplomacy over the weekend, Trump being the first president to set foot in North Korea and all that. And we're hoping that that will impact the markets positively because Kim Jong-un doesn't do anything unless the president of China says it's okay.
And by the way, The meeting with the president of China may affect the stock markets more than the DMZ step over line.
Definitely. But the fact that Un was given permission by Qi, Deng Chao Ting Bing Wong, it reminds me of that scene in Naked Gun 33 and a third where Leslie Nielsen is trying to do what all the actors do to make some appeal on behalf of some cause. And he says, let's all look into the cameras in our TV sets and transmit our thoughts to the president of China, Deng Qing Pao Wong, or something like that. He's just making stuff up so that they will think good. It's funny stuff. You just kind of had to be there. Okay, just give me a week or two. I should be back up to speed.
We're all just happy that we're all together again. Even the Channel 8 crew is all back together again. In other words, Friday Ryan was out,
mm-hmm.
and maybe Andrew was out. I'm not sure.
No.
Okay, but
Andrew was there, but earlier in the week, Jalea had been out.
Right. So we're all. It's a panel of seven today. And stuff.
The some assembly required morning visit will be taking place in about 16 shopping minutes. We're going to get our first look at the roads from Mr. Balaki. And then Rich will have the timeline for the 1st of July. Next.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through your Monday morning traffic, and things look really good on the boulevard. We don't have a lot of problems for you. Don't see any big delays. If you are on the interstates, everybody's up at a speed limit ride. Just watch the traffic around you. And we see a clear ride all the way in on most of the 31s. Fall semester classes at Trenum State Community College begin August 16th. Start the enrollment process now. Call 420-4200. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join us this month as we donate a portion of our proceeds to Folds of Honor, a scholarship program for the children of service members who died or were disabled in the line of duty. Thank you for your support.
License number 15033.
Angie.
Hi, Ben.
Well, come in, darling. I have a special evening planned for you.
You do? Ooh, I like your new chandelier.
Yeah, thanks. The technicians at Crosby Electric installed it for me. They had a lot of good suggestions, like these new outlets in the kitchen, so I can plug in my wine chiller and my new self-basting rotisserie oven. Do you like squab?
Mmm, do I?
And here's my new Crosby installed ceiling fan.
Beautiful.
And now, for the big moment, sit here on the sofa.
Okay.
I'll dim my new recessed lighting, specially installed by Crosby Electric.
Oh, my.
Click on my new electric fireplace locks, Crosby hardwire them to the panel, and ask you, Angie, will you be Mrs. Benjamin Farnbush?
Well?
Yes?
I've always wanted a self-basting rotisserie oven.
I'll take that as a yes.
Whether you're popping the question or making improvements to add value and livability to your home, call Crosby Electric for an estimate and lots of great suggestions. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
This is James Cole with Cole Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Better than ever. It's the Kaiser Fine Furnishings 4th of July sale. Prices are marked an additional 20% off. They're already 40% off discounted prices. Save on a rustic king bed was $17.59. Now only $7.59. Or a square pub table with four stools was $14.59. July 4th priced at $6.39. These examples of savings you'll find store-wide at Kaiser. Most everything in stock is ready for delivery. Check out our huge selection on recliners. All on sale. Shop wiser. Buy Kaiser. During the 4th of July sale. Now through July 6th on the Wetumpka Highway.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Thomas.
182nd day of the year. It's the midpoint. 183 days left. Tomorrow, those two numbers are in reverse. This is Canada Day because on this date in 1867, Canadian independence took place. This is International Joke Day, and I'm not kidding about that. I'm not joking. This is National Postal Workers Day.
Yay!
And this is Resolution Renewal Day. So you got to renew your resolution.
Oh, the ones I didn't make on the first, I got to redo them now.
I didn't make any either. Dateline, Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, July 1st, 1863, first day of the Battle of Gettysburg, little crossroad town in south central Virginia, changed forever. Started as an engagement between units of the Army of the Northern Virginia under Robert E. Lee, advancing northward into Union territory for only the second time. And the Army of the Potomac, Union Major General George Meade, it would continue for three bloody days, considered the turning point in the Civil War, greatest battle ever in North America. Total Union and Confederate casualties in 3 days, 50,000. Day one is given to the Confederates. Tomorrow, we'll find out about day two on the timeline. 1910 on this date, Chicago's original Comiskey Park holds its opening day under the name White Sox Park. The home team lost to the St. Louis Browns, 2-0.
I was always semi-amused that the former president who claimed Chicago as his hometown called it Comiskey Park.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
We know.
In all 57 states.
Yeah.
56 years ago in 1963, the U.S. Post Office began using the five-digit zip code on this date.
Remember what you had to have your zone? Chicago 52, Illinois.
Right. And so I was so young that I don't think I remember sending anything before the zip code, but I remember when the zip code came out.
Is this your way of saying I'm old? Because I do remember.
No, I'm not saying that. I know it came out that way.
It sure did.
The most famous of zip codes got to be 90210, right?
I would think so, yes.
Yeah.
more than 44054.
Yeah, they're rebooting that show,
Sheffield
too.
Lake. Yeah, mm-hmm. I heard. Yeah. On this date in 1967, the Beatles started a 15-week run at number one on the album chart with a Beatles album called Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. It's their 10th album, recorded in 129 days. The album, regarded as one of the greatest albums of all time, including songs like Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, A Day in the Life. Only Pet Sounds by the Beach Boys is on that list of just genius albums. Also on that day, in 67, Windy by the Association.
Oh, I love that song.
Peaks at number one. Who's tripping down the streets of the city, smiling at everything. Now our song of the day. This Song of Summer series has song, the song, the name, yeah, try it again. Now our song of the day. This Song of Summer series has summer in the title. Another one from the moon landing Summer of Woodstock. These folks debuted this song. Yet another classic from the red-hot summer of music in 69. Former San Francisco disc jockey Sly Stone and his family with some hot fun in the summertime.
End of the spring and here she comes back. High, 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 high there. Them summer days, those summer days. That's when I have most of my fun.
Oh my gosh. 40 years ago in 79, the first Sony Walkman went on sale. Kids, you were cool if you had the brand new Sony Walkman, which I forget what they cost.
You want to know how cool I was? Huh. I rollerbladed with my Walkman in my fanny pack.
Oh man.
Hey, those.
And I had a fanny pack worth looking at, too.
Oh, God, I'm
high. We do not have film at 11. Those little headsets delivered some pretty awesome sound.
They sure did.
For 1979, huh?
It's better than having a silly earbud sticking out of your head.
I think I told you a Warner Brothers record rep at dinner put one on my ears, the Sony Walkman, and demonstrated it. 39 years ago in 1980, O Canada was proclaimed the Canadian national anthem. Actually, it's not a bad song.
Later on, you're going to hear the music from the Canadian Epcot 360 Theater.
Ooh.
We have a special edition coming up of
Truth or Baloney.
Okay, a little quiz here. As I tell you that in 1984, the PG-13 rating was created. X rating became known as NC-17. Do you know what the first movie that came out that was PG-13?
PG-13. No. I should, but I don't.
It had a line in it called Wolverine. Does that help? No.
Reservoir Dogs.
No. What is
you
it?
You got. Well, it's Red Dawn.
Red Dawn. Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah. I was like Red. It's something Red.
Patrick Swayze in it.
Never saw that.
In 28 years ago, 1991, Naughty Clarence Thomas, nominated for Supreme Court by President George Bush, the elder. 1991, Michael Landon died from pancreatic cancer at the age of 54. Same thing that got Patrick Swayze, same thing that Alex Trebek has right now. 24 years ago in 95, Wolfman Jack died of a heart attack at 57. He passed away almost immediately after returning home. He was on a promotional tour for his autobiography, Have Mercy, walked into his house, hugged his wife, and said, "Oh, it's so good to be home," and literally then died in his wife's arms.
Oh, man.
1997, this is the day that Hong Kong was returned to China after, 100 years? It was a 100-year lease. On this date in 98, Florida man, I love that one, starts off with a Florida man, sued the Diamond Dolls Strip Club, claiming that stripper Tawny Peaks hit him inside the head in Well, I don't know why I did not edit this. 19 years ago in 2000, Walter Matthau died at the age of 79. A lot of people died on this day, including Marlon Brando in 2004. He was 80. 2005, Luther Vandross also died on this day. So that's our death list for today.
What was the stripper's name?
Her name was Tawny Peaks. She changed it for the business.
You think?
12 years ago in 2007, England banned smoking in all public places.
Oh, I'm never going back there again.
Oh, these haven't been... What did I do earlier this morning? These haven't been edited either. Hannah Murray from Game of Thrones is 30. Jeez. I thought I edited. Pamela Anderson is 52 today.
637.
Carl Lewis is 58. Alan Ruck is 63. He was Stewart. He was Cameron Fry in Ferris Bueller's Day Off. He was 29 years old, but he played a teenage high school student named Cameron. Dan Aykroyd is 67 today. Deborah Harry is 74. She's Blondie. Wally Famous Amos is 83.
I had lunch with him once.
Chocolate chip guy?
Yep, in L.A.
Wow.
Sure did. He was a friend of a buddy I had in Chicago.
Amos was famous.
And nobody knew his cookies then. They were just in L.A.
That's right.
They were so good. I got a case of those from him.
Okay, so how old do you think Jamie Farr is today? Corporal Klinger on
I'm
going to
guess 82.
84.
84.
85.
The
pride of Toledo, Ohio.
Still doing promos on MeTV.
Yeah.
For MASH.
Princess Diana would have been 58 today. She died in 97. Countdowns, 3 days till the 4th of July. We are 60 days till SEC college football.
Yes, Lord.
Birthday season starts four Fridays later, another one 3 Fridays later, and another one 3 more Fridays later. And Thanksgiving turkey on the table in 150 days. That is your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
First day of July will be hot. Lots of sun with a high around 95, heat index near 100, spotty, widely scattered storms, hit or miss here and there. Low tonight, a steamy 75, and then tomorrow and Wednesday. With a high around 96 both days, heat indices close to the 105 danger range, if not higher, isolated storms possible. Then on the 4th of July, with a high around 97, scattered heat relief from scattered mostly afternoon and evening storms. The heat index could reach 106. Not much change Friday. Right now this morning with mostly clear skies, very humid, and a temperature of 73 at 639.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
It's showtime.
I'm not going to take any chances on an awkward connection with the TV folks. There's just one problem. I have no idea what the topic is this morning.
Okay. Things in the refrigerator.
How quickly they forget.
You put apples in the refrigerator. Tomatoes. What about peanut butter? What about ketchup?
Didn't we briefly talk about this one day?
It came up.
Yeah, but we didn't get super into it.
And 10% of people don't put eggs in the refrigerator?
You don't have to refrigerate them immediately. I mean, you don't want to leave them in a hot car, but...
Right.
See, this is the thing.
This is interesting.
That's why there's the little shelf in the fridge with the little thing that slides over it where the egg carton fits perfectly.
Your morning. Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
A recent online poll asked about different foods and whether we stored them in the fridge or not. And after 500,000 votes? Yeah.
Here are the results. That poll found that 12% of us don't refrigerate ketchup after it's been opened. 17% of us store our peanut butter in the fridge. 48% of us keep apples in the fridge, and 10% of people don't refrigerate their eggs.
Right. We already had a little bit of a debate this morning about some of the things on this list. We're going to bring in three-minute lady over at News Talk 93.1, see what they have to say about this one. Good morning, guys.
Ketchup.
Good
morning. I thought ketchup had to be.
No, no. Ketchup is so loaded with, what do you call it? Preservatives. Yeah. No, you can leave that out.
But peanut butter, no.
I've never put peanut butter in the fridge.
It's always just sitting on
the
table.
That's very true. Very true.
It's always just sitting
there. You just added another thing to my argument, because people always just say, well, it says it on the bottle. And I'm like, oh. I can't argue with that one, but I can say that it is left out at the restaurant.
Yeah, yeah. What about mustard?
No, mustard's like ketchup. It's lots of preservatives.
Yeah.
No, they go in the fridge.
Okay.
By the way,
I do refrigerate the mustard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look at that look on his face.
Oh, Lord.
I can't believe we're on the same show with somebody that puts mustard in the refrigerator.
I put mustard in the refrigerator.
You've been working with people who put mustard in the fridge for a long time.
What are you doing with peanut butter in the fridge?
What? Cold mustard.
Peanut butter in the fridge.
I don't put peanut butter in the fridge. That seems weird.
No. Peanut butter.
I can have the same squirt bottle of mustard for a year. So, I'm just like, what do you even need mustard for that much?
Refrigerated or not refrigerated, it still has an expiration date, Julia.
We all have an expiration date.
I won't bring up some of the things that I have to. Andrew says that he likes certain things refrigerated and certain things not, and I will say that one thing he said is like spaghetti. He likes the noodles to be hot, but he can eat the sauce straight out of the fridge.
Not can. That's how I would prefer to eat it. Like, when I make spaghetti, I never warm up the sauce because I like the difference in the temperature, the contrast.
Oh, my
God. Here's this.
I'm the same way with ketchup. Like, I like cold ketchup on hot fries.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll give you that, but the spaghetti is...
Yin and yang.
That's throwing me for a loop.
Now, I got to tell you...
I am appalled this morning. He said that right before coming on, and I was like, what?
I got to tell you one that I learned from my dear friend Harriet, who watches this segment and who's...
Harriet.
Like Bailey's mom.
Yes.
When I'm gone. Anyway, butter. I used to keep it in the refrigerator, of course, but then when you try to butter your toast, it's all, you know, it's hard, but you can keep butter out.
I keep my butter here, the butter I made your delicious sandwiches with this morning.
Then it's soft to butter the
toast. Yeah, it's in the cabinet. You don't have to refrigerate it. It's got salt in it. That's the thing.
You have to think about the most beautiful crystal butter dishes that you register for when you get married.
By the way,
it's very true.
Let me add an educational moment to this, because we were talking about yellow mustard.
Yes.
And, of course, you always have to take your first squeeze over the sink because water.
Right.
Because
you can shake it, too. Yeah, right.
I just shake it up.
If you shake it, that usually helps.
The substance that comes out, and now you know this word.
Oh, no.
The substance that comes out of the mustard bottle is called musquirt. That's the watery fluid that you get rid of, because if
producer, get that bleep button. Get the bleep button ready.
That's musquirt. Because if you don't get rid of the musquirt and then you try to drape your hot dog with a line of mustard, water comes out and it sogs your bun up, and then you really got a mess.
Mommy, that man said musquirt.
Socks are fun up. I love it.
Tomorrow we'll talk about pickle-lily.
Applesauce. We were talking about this in the newsroom last week.
Yeah.
Cold or room temperature applesauce?
Cold.
I like it cold.
Cold.
I like it cold.
Pickle-lily cold, too.
Last week, I can't remember what led into it before, but I thought that Andrew was saying
hungry.
He liked... I thought you were saying that you like your applesauce hot.
No.
And I can't remember what it was, I was about to end like all kinds of
I was saying on a hot day.
Oh yes. I was talking about having cold applesauce, and he started with on a hot, and I was like, oh no. I thought he was saying that he liked it hot, and I was like, oh my God.
Andrew keeps
the problem is more severe than I thought.
Andrew keeps the Mott's in his Star Wars lunchbox that he brings to the TV station every day.
This room is kind of refrigerated
right
this morning.
Right under the desk over there.
Oh,
all right, guys. I'm hungry now. We're going to figure out what to eat and whether we keep it in the fridge or not, and we'll talk to you guys tomorrow morning.
All right.
Bye, guys. If you want to hear more from 3 Minute Lady, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6.
What?
So what was so horrible about...
What was the Mott's, the line from Mott's about... Mott's. What was their tagline? Remember the Mott's?
I don't remember.
Yeah, but you know, I can have it warm. It's but I like
it. Yeah, it's all right.
I can do it room temperature, but I'd rather have it cold.
You know when it's better cold? When you're doing potato pancakes. You ever had potato pancakes?
Yeah, but I've never put applesauce on potato pancakes.
Did I go away and come back to another planet?
No, I mean, this is still just the random stuff you always talk about.
Well, so far so good, huh?
Hey, while you were gone one morning, a Saint Rosie. Saint Rosie.
I heard.
Oh, my lands. She brought us pancakes.
You just happened to mention.
No, right? Jay did. Yeah. Jay mentioned pancakes, that pancakes and would be really good.
Let me just say this. Rosie is a goddess.
It was so amazing because it was after the big.
We'd had a long night.
Yeah, it was after the big diamond giveaway, and we were.
Oh, you have to tell me about that later.
Oh, yeah.
Exhausted. And she showed up.
I just emailed myself a note to go to Adam's Drugs after the show. It's the first of the month, and what they helped me do at my location with Lamar and that terrific gang was set up my regular monthly, you know, all the things that keep me normal and healthy. I finally have it set up so that everything is done on the first day of the month. It makes it so easy. And they can, forget the exact term they have for it, but they can coordinate that for you. If you have multiple prescriptions, where they can set it up so that you only have to stop by once on the first day of the month or whatever day is convenient for you to get them. Anything in the way of customer service is superior. And boy, I had to make a couple of drugstore stops in South Florida for, not for medicine, but for other stuff. And it's just, folks, you have no idea how nice it is here until you get down there into those crowds and everybody's ticked off because it's so dang
hot. Traffic was crazy.
Yeah. Actually, believe it or not, I made two days in a row and two round trips each day from where I stayed down to visit Goose, and not one slowdown. It was like, this is a miracle.
Well, you
then, of course, the last night in, we had this massive tropical wave with tons of thunderstorms, and I crawled all the way, hour and a half to go, would normally take 35 minutes.
Right.
But no complaints here. We had a great time. Adam's Drugs has 12 locations. If you want top-notch customer service, people that work hard for every dime to save you on a copay, pick the location nearest you and give them a try. Thank you in advance for your cooperation in this matter. Keep it trashy next at 6:48.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Balake. Where is Balake at?
Montgomery Skywatch checking things out on your Monday morning, and traffic is starting to build up around the boulevard. We're seeing a little busyness at the intersections. Be careful there. If you are on the interstates, you're still up at a speed limit ride. We don't see any big hassles for you. And the 31s are moving along pretty well. The traffic coming out of Wetumpka is fairly thick this morning, so be careful as you head towards the boulevard. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter needs social media savvy customer service representatives. $36,000 per year salary. Text your information to 334-399-2895. That's 399-2895. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hey guys, it's Baron Coleman from News & Views. You can't be successful in the River Region without offering a stellar product or service. Chippewa Charm Tree Service has been serving the fine folks of the River Region for over 15 years. They offer free estimates, they're locally owned and operated, and they provide prompt storm damage cleanup 24/7. Follow Chippewa Charm Tree Service on Facebook or call for your free consultation and estimate, 328-2484. 328-2484. Fast, efficient, superior. Chippewa Charm Tree Service.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly. whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Are you in the market to purchase a new vehicle? Or maybe you've been dreaming of putting a pool in the backyard just in time for summer. Well, I've got the answer for you. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Why get an auto loan or a pool loan when you could get the cash you need in hand by refinancing your mortgage? Cashing in on the equity in your home will provide you with the money you're looking for at a much lower rate and a much lower payment. By simply refinancing your mortgage, you can purchase your dream truck or swim laps in your very own pool. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Alabama Home Mortgage can make it happen. It's time to live the life you've been dreaming of. Call me, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. Again, that's 567-4223. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. Because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
News Talk 93.1 FM at 6:52. David's on the phone. We want to keep him waiting. Hello, David.
Good morning, Greg.
How are you?
Nice to see you survived another trip to Florida.
Yes.
Hey, was in Vegas last weekend and ate at Joe's, and it is the same ownership as the one in Miami.
It is?
Yes, the only one outside of Miami that they have.
I wanted to surprise Janelle by stopping to pick up jumbo stone crabs.
Yeah.
They're open year-round now. They used to close after Mother's Day because of some availability with stone crabs. But we went to this place called Chef Adrian. I'm going to post some pictures later. It was unbelievable.
Yeah. But I tell you, you weren't wrong about Joe's, man. Awesome food.
Yeah.
I mean, place was packed. They were doing a business, too.
Service, so. Were the service tuxedoed?
Absolutely.
Yep.
And I mean, the service was spectacular. I mean, expensive, but absolutely worth every dime.
For a while there, I could walk into Joe's on South Beach and get served without waiting. And people would look at me like, who the hell are you? I'm friends with Steve. That's who I am.
Hey, real quick, I don't know about you guys, but Saturday night at my house up in Millbrook, I bet we got
2 inches.
An inch and 2 inches of rain within 30 minutes.
Well, I had a report of 2 inches on an official rain gauge in Millbrook. So.
When I was coming up 231 Saturday night at the end of the trip, the vista, you have that wide open vista about 20 miles out of town, and there was a thunderstorm over the city that was putting on a show that was unbelievable. We got 0.9 inches at my place on that one.
Yeah, David, we probably had 40, 50 mile an hour winds with it, too.
Got to run. It's time for the Cheap and Trashy.
Take care.
All right.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes. It's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
All right, box office for the weekend. Toy Story 4 wins the box office for the second straight week with $57 million, making it $236.9 after 2 weeks. That's pretty good. I still don't think that's what they expected. But Annabelle Comes Home, is that a movie about a dog or something?
Yes. I'm just going to say that it is. Yes.
Yeah, sure.
And the movie that watched the trailer.
Bring a tear to your eye.
I'm not going.
Kill the dog at the end.
Yesterday, finished third. Pretty good open.
It finished third?
Yeah.
Wow. It's on my list this week.
It's a great idea. The whole concept of that movie is excellent.
It is funny. And so far, the title. How about that for a great title?
And so far, nobody in the movie has said anything that pisses me off. Aladdin finished fourth. It's made $305 million after 6 weeks. And The Secret Life of Pets 2 finished fifth. Men in Black International, $65 million after 3 weeks. A movie that cost $120 million to produce. That is a big loser.
What is it up to now as far as the total?
65. Let's see. Paul McCartney brought Steve Tyler on stage to help him with Helter Skelter. Later this morning, I'm going to post a picture of Steve Tyler that was taken this past week and he looks like an old lady.
Is that right?
I know what you're talking about.
No, he looks like your grandma. It's bizarre. Hey, we all age. Some more gracefully than others. Who cares? Basketball. Melissa McCarthy in talks to play Ursula in The Little Mermaid. When Goose was a little one, little tyke, we'd watch Little Mermaid, and then she'd look at me because she didn't want to go to bed and say, can we watch one more Little Mermaid, Dad? And guess what Daddy always said? Sure.
No!
You know what? My daughter is not a monster, but I don't know that I've used that word very often on her.
I love the picture of you and Janelle over the weekend.
And we took that to Cutler Bay, which is right up the road from where she lives now. It's a beautiful area. Very pleased. That was one of the highlights of the trip, was just to see how nicely she's set up now. George R.R. Martin says teachers will be mad at him when all the girls named Daenerys start showing up, and I can't blame them. Really, Mom and Dad, you got to name your kid after a series that's basically about sex and violence?
It's pretty much everything on television.
Yeah, that's true. A little story. Oh, it's 6:57. This will have to wait.
Uh-oh.
And who cares about Taylor Swift winning her or losing her music to some guy she hates? She hates all men. She does.
I forgot y'all were such good friends.
Yeah. Now, she's got issues with men in general. Of course, the interesting thing about that is that it's made her a lot of money. Look, I love that because look at me. I have made a lot of money telling stories about stupid things I did.
For women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's part of it. But that's the best thing is when you can profit from your mistakes. One place I plan to visit on the way in this afternoon is Infusion, because all that driving, 2,000 miles, 660 going down, 660 coming back, and then everything in between. So the old back's just a little stiff, and I think the cryotherapy chamber will fix me right up today. Infusion has so many great options to boost your energy and stamina. And, of course, the cryotherapy chamber, which is great for your circulation. When you go into this very cold chamber, your body doesn't know it's in a scientific device. It just knows it's really cold in there, so it starts going into save mode to protect you. And that sends your circulatory system into overdrive and delivers blood and mass to places that need it to heal, to feel better. In fact, any part of your system that depends on good circulation to perform at peak efficiency is going to benefit. The IV vitamin therapy schedule has options for everybody, whether you want to lose weight, boost your energy, or work on your immune system, or if you've been partying too much, they can replenish you in one visit. And so much more above that, including CryoSkin 3.0, a device that explodes the fat under your skin, totally painless, totally comfortable, and can take an inch off your waist in one session. Call Ryan Turner or Lori at Infusion at 296-1662, 296-1662, or visit them online, infusioncryoandlaser.com. Fox in 2 minutes, and then we're back with the exciting 7 o'clock hour, including random facts, and Jay will follow that with a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pe-